Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Privacy-minded Meghan Markle left a group of street vendors open-mouthed in shock by dancing and singing in front of them while referring to herself as Mummy as part of a cringeworthy on-the-street prank with her close friend and TV host, Ellen. This from the Daily Mail. Having shared several insights into her happy family life in California with Prince Harry and their two children, Meghan made a clear attempt to distance herself from the reserved image with the toe-curling bit. During her surprise appearance on the final season of Ellen's talk show, the Duchess stepped outside of the studio to pull a prank on a trio of vendors, which saw her forced to do and say whatever the talk show host told her to via a hidden earpiece. Ellen asked Meghan to touch her elbow and nose and then do a squat to confirm that she could hear all of the talk show host's instructions, while one of the series producers approached the vendors to inform them that the Duchess of Sussex wished to browse their stalls. "I'm an executive assistant to Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, and she's here today and would love to just shop normally." The producer, using the fictional name Pwama, told them, "She just wants to be treated normally. Don't try to act any other way, just totally normal. Is that cool?" Meghan then approached the first vendor and began inspecting the crystals on their stall before Ellen instructed her to hold one to her head and begin groaning and moaning. "I'm going to hold this against my head," the mother of two told the perplexed salesperson, before closing her eyes and mumbling, adding, "That is wonderful." Moving on to the next vendor, who was showcasing different varieties of hot sauce, Meghan began bouncing up and down in excitement of Ellen's request while asking the man, "What do we have here? What have you got? What have you got? What have you got?" Inspecting the bottles of hot sauce lined up on the table, Meghan then told the baffled vendor, "Let Mummy have a taste," before telling him, "My boo loves hot sauce." After being presented with a hot sauce-covered chip, the Duchess proceeded to chomp down on it like a chipmunk at Ellen's behest, nibbling on the snack while holding it in her mouth with both hands, before telling the salesman, "That's not spicy. Let me try something real hot. Mummy wants some heat. Let's get the spiciest. Let's get the hottest." Seizing another chip from the man, Meghan was instructed to shove the whole thing in her mouth and then begin furiously fanning at her face while saying, "Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. I'm feeling hot, hot, hot." She then sang to the tune of the hit song by the Merrymen while doing a brief dance to the tune. She then exclaimed, "Mummy needs some milk," and pulled out a baby bottle from her purse before vigorously swigging milk from it, all while the vendor looked on open-mouthed, unable to hide his bewilderment over her behavior. Meghan's bag of surprise tricks was also put to use at the third and final stall, where the Duchess was presented with a range of cookies by a young salesperson called Yasmin. "Can Mummy have a sample of this?" the Duchess asked, before once again nibbling on the food like a chipmunk. She went on to ask Yasmin if she would like to hear a joke, saying to her, "Why did the elephant put his trunk in the cookie jar?" While the vendor awaited the punchline, Meghan stood in complete silence, before bursting into laughter and yelling, "It's funny, isn't it? It's a funny one," while Yasmin stared at her in confusion. "Yasmin, you know what? You know what I do for my kids to entertain them?" The mother of two went on to the stunned seller while pulling out two pairs of kitten ears from her handbag and handing one to Pwama. "Pwama and I are going to show you what Mummy does," she said. "Pwama, you put one on and I'll put one on. This is what I do for my kids to cheer them up." Meghan then burst into song, dancing around with the ears on her head while holding her hands up like kitten paws and singing, "I'm a kitten, mew, mew, mew. You're a kitten, mew, mew, mew. Mew, 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 mew." Palace Intrigue will be right back. While Meghan was leading her private life out of the public eye, Kate and William had another date night. From ITV, William said he was happy not to be the butt of any jokes during the first in-person Royal Variety performance since the COVID-19 pandemic last week. William and Kate watched the stage stars, musicians and comics, including Josh Widdicombe, Judy Love and Alan Carr, as they attended the recording of the Royal Variety performance at the Royal Albert Hall. Greeting the royals at the 94th annual performance, host Carr said to the Duchess, "You look absolutely beautiful." Addressing William, the comedian added, "Sir, I am sure you do not know who I am, but I am not hitting on your wife." Kate dazzled in a green floor-length dress by British designer Jenny Packham, that Kate first wore on tour in Pakistan in 2019. After the show, the royal couple spoke with the night's performers, including comedian Carr and pop star Ed Sheeran, who finished the show with a hit song from his new album Equals, and a world exclusive of his new Christmas song with Sir Elton John. Kate glossed over an invitation from Widdicombe to appear on his podcast, Parenting Hell with Rob Beckett. The comedian said, "William mentioned he was happy that I hadn't made any gags about him. I was worried because I had mentioned him at the start. I was delighted by that, but I think he has misjudged me as much more dangerous comic than I am." I asked Kate whether she should come on the parenting podcast with me and Rob. She glossed over it. I said it, and then I panicked and I told her I was only joking. For the record, we would take her or Will. After meeting the Duke, pop star Anne-Marie said, "William was talking about my long hair and how long it would have taken to wash in the morning. I told him I would cut it off. I was nervous, 100%. You're sitting there waiting all day and gradually building up, and I got on stage and I felt my heart pounding. I was like, please stop. I was so nervous. I was more nervous talking to him than I was for my performance because I've never met him before. My parents were in the audience. My mum didn't know she was going to be such a huge part of my monologue about her bad cooking. I'm performing in Plymouth tomorrow. Would it come down after mixing with royalty?" The origins of the Royal Variety Performance date back to 1912, when King George V and Queen Mary agreed to attend a Royal Command performance at the Palace Theatre in London, in aid of the Variety Artiste Benevolent Fund. Celebrating 100 years of royal patronage, the Queen wrote a letter to the Royal Variety Charity, sending her best wishes for the evening. The show will be screened on ITV and the ITV Hub in December. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I am Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.